What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Checkout. You can also get it on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, always archived on our homepage at wbgo.org. Checkoutjazz.org to be more specific. I'm Simon Rettner. Very excited to bring you today's show because we're going to be putting a spotlight on what might be the preeminent jazz guitarist of his generation, and his name is Kurt Rosenwinkel. He was once a stalwart of New York City's bustling jazz scene in the early 2000s before he moved to Europe to pursue other musical opportunities. Now, two decades later, he's made a new creative shift, pointing his laser-like focus on another realm, to the brilliant region of Brazil. His first foray into Brazilian music actually came a couple of years ago in 2017 with the music you're hearing right now from Kaipe. And what's remarkable about this recording is Rosenwinkel doesn't just play his custom guitar, but he's playing all the instruments on this album: piano, synth, bass, drums, and percussion. And maybe more importantly, makes his vocal debut right here. Unfortunately, the record in 2017 was undervalued in the critical establishment, but Rosenwinkel remained undeterred, deepening his Brazilian exploration through a recent collaboration with the multi-instrumentalist prodigal player from Brasilia named Pedro Martins. Kurt Rosenwinkel produced the debut recording from the promising young songwriter. And we're going to begin today's show with a cut from that. This is from Pedro Martins' album Vox, a composition called Venus 13. Pedro Martins and Kurt Rosenwinkel will be performing music from their respective albums Vox and Kaipe, beginning April 23rd through April 27th at Birdland in New York City.
Thank you.
Just heard Venus 13 from Pedro Martin's debut as a bandleader, Vox, on Kurt Rosenwinkel's recording label, Heartcore. And we're going to talk to the guitarist all about that recording and his adventures into Brazilian music. That's up next. From some undisclosed hotel in Midtown Manhattan, all the way from Europe, Kurt Rosenwinkel, one of the top guitar. I know everyone says that to you, like, yeah, you're one of the top guitarists of your generation, but I really think it's true, just in terms of the influence and just how much your recordings have stood up in the test of time, and especially with your 2017 release, Kaipe, which I think a lot of people slept on. That might be my favorite recording that you've ever done, quite frankly, just for its vision and just how beautiful it is and how I keep returning to it and sing along with it.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, man. It's good to be back in New York City. I'm recording these past few days in the studio with Eric Lewis, otherwise known as Elu.
Elu.
Elu is he's a samurai pianist and piano colossus, as I like to call him, and he's doing a solo piano album of my songs.
No kidding.
For Heartcore Records, yeah.
That is so cool.
Super exciting.
Well, how did that even come to be?
Elu and I have been friends for many years, you know, and he expressed some idea about him doing a record of my songs. He's playing the real hardcore repertoire of my book.
The Heartcore repertoire.
Yeah, exactly. And nice. So he's playing The Next Step. He's playing Zhivago. He's playing A Shifting Design. He's playing A Path of the Heart. He's playing Use of Light. And he's playing Alpha Mega. And he's playing Synthetics. Yeah, so all very, like, deep, challenging stuff. And he's taking it through the whole history of piano, you know, on both sides of classical and jazz techniques and references. It's really amazing.
This is the first time I think a major artist has decided to just focus on your repertoire too, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, it forces us to think of you as a composer now, I guess.
twist my arm.
Well, I mean, people have always admired your, for instance, people have made these long, elaborate YouTube videos breaking down your melodic invention
and
being closely aligned with Mark Turner, you know, the tenor saxophonist for kind of melodic invention. You know, you share that seat in a way as being emblematic of the instrumentalist we look to in extending and forwarding the language. Cool, let's just listen to some of the music, just so we can hear how beautiful this is. Let's just start with Kaipe, the first track from the album.
Thank you.
here with Kurt Rosenwinkel. Also, if you're listening to this interview, you can go back into our archives and listen to previous conversations with Kurt as well. It's talking to Josh Jackson about Star of Jupiter and some of the other projects he's been associated with over the years. And we are so happy that, you know, he is basically part of the family, having worked with him so much over the years. As somebody that has been to Brazil, I can see why you fell in love with the country and you fell in love with the music. It was time for you to pay homage to Brazil with this recording.
Yeah. I've had some really magical experiences in Brazil, in Rio, and in São Paulo, and in Ouro Preto. At the Ouro Preto Jazz Festival, I was there twice. And just something about the depth of experience in the streets and in the soul of the people, in the nightlife, in the music, just really went deep. I just fell in love with that feeling and that vibe. And I think, you know, it really became part of me. And yeah, I remember like being in Lapa in Rio and going to one of the samba clubs, a big one, you know, and with a line of musicians on the stage, and each one of them a total bad and three or four guitarists, you know, all just changing, you know, singing the verse. One person sings the verse, another person comes in, and it's totally relaxed and casual and off the cuff, but it's like the most baddest arranged you've ever heard, and melodies and just so many amazing harmonies and the rhythms. This cat was playing the snare drum, just the snare drum with a cymbal, you know, and he was just cutting it up, man. And that really just stayed with me so much. It's definitely on Kaipe, like the vision of that cat playing the snare drum, you know, you can hear it.
Pyromatic B, Kurt Rosenwinkel's original tune, playing a duo with himself at the end there on piano and guitar on his album Kaipe. Let's get back into Heartcore, your label, and this incredible recording. As far as I'm concerned, you know, one of your more visionary statements as a musician, because it doesn't subscribe to any kind of style or genre. You're just, it's just pure music.
I'm really actually enjoying the responses that come back from it, and going on the road. I created the Kaipi band, and we toured all around the world in 2017.
It should be noted you had to create the band because
yeah.
You actually are basically the single instrumentalist on the whole album. So you're playing all the parts.
I found great musicians, three of whom are from Brazil. Pedro Martins, he's playing guitar and keyboards and sings. And Antonio Loureiro is playing percussion and playing keyboards and singing. And Frederico Heliodoro dos Santos is playing bass and singing. And Olivia Trummer is on the piano. She's from Berlin. She's really amazing. She's an incredible singer and excellent pianist. And Bill Campbell is on the drums, and he's from New York, and he's just awesome. So that's the Kaipi band, and we're actually going to be playing at the end of April at Birdland from April 23rd to April 27th. And what we're going to be doing there is celebrating the release of Pedro's album. His name is Pedro Martins, and he's from Brasilia, Brazil, and he added some of his brilliant musicianship to Kaipi, the album. And his album is called Vox. It's on Heartcore Records. I produced it with Pedro, and Pedro is also playing most of the instruments on it, and he wrote all the compositions, and it's almost like a follow-up to Kaipi under the umbrella of Heartcore Records. And Brad Meldo's on that, he's on a track. Kyle Crane is on a track, he's playing drums, he's an amazing drummer. So this one is a song, it's called Faces, and it features Chris Potter.
Potter on
Pedro Martins. Pedro Martins. Vox.
Vox on Hardcore Records. That's the label that Kurt Rosenwinkel launched in relation to this Kaipi recording. He launched it. You're sort of like, yo, what's up, world? I'm back. I'm leaving this teaching gig in East Berlin, and I'm ready to make a statement again, in a way.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s, Kurt, you left. You know, you were on the throne. You were reigning New York. And then you just sort of
still
said,
am.
Very good. And so you were definitely one of the more famous, I would say, expatriates, jazz musicians, mm-hmm. to relocate,
yeah.
leaving New York, mm-hmm. which was quite a bold decision. And now that we look back on it, what have you learned about your career and what it did for you, musically speaking, and what kind of things happened that you didn't foresee with that major decision?
I left New York in 2003 for a few different reasons. One, I had already been in New York for about 13 years, and I kind of liked the idea of having some different input in relation to living life, you know. So I thought just going somewhere else and living somewhere else for a while would be a really healthy thing to do. Also, I was just married, and we were pregnant with our first child, and I didn't want to raise my kids in the States, I suppose, because you know, it's just so, you know, there's a lot of reasons, but there's financial reasons and there's cultural reasons. And I left in 2003, and I was in Switzerland for 4 years, and then I went to Berlin and been there for 11 years. And for me, musically, I'm just kind of following my intuition, and it's led me to Berlin and led my life in all these different places. But I'm always coming back and touching base with my roots here in New York musically, and also Philadelphia with my family. And, you know, I'm also constantly on the road. So that's really my life. It's very global in a way, you know. So I like
you are just a nomad, a musical nomad.
Almost, yeah, yeah.
Let's go back to the recording here. Casio Vanguard.
Yeah.
Which is also a fabulous video. I almost think your son made the video. He's like the little bear playing the guitar. Is that your son?
That's not my son, but it could be. yeah. It's an amazing video. And it was made by an artist in Berlin. His name is Chrisse Kunst. Really brilliant artist. And that video is so cool.
There's so much in it, and so many just sort of reference points, because there's a lot of imagery animated that goes in and out. For instance, I noticed an Odeon record of Twist and Shout, and I'm like, there must have been a choice for that.
Yeah, we came over and brought a lot of photographs and things that were important to Kaipi and to the whole experience. And he had a lot of material to draw upon. He had these Super 8 videos from when his father took this trip to Brazil in the 60s. And he incorporated that into the video. And
the beaches of Copacabana, right?
Yeah, you can see that. And so it's like this really amazing narrative collage that orchestrates like a symphony almost to the music. And it's really wonderful. His name's Chrisse Kunst.
Well, let's listen to it. Casio Vanguard.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kurt Rosenwinkel joins us on the checkout from WBGO. We're listening to his 2017 recording, Caipi, which is short for Caipirinha. Is that basically
Yeah, that's
it?
Right. That's right.
The Caipirinhas, yes, you can get them in New York, but I highly recommend drinking them in Brazil, especially on top of the sugar loaf. They make a particularly good Caipirinha with like the indigenous crushed fruit.
Oh, yeah, man.
And so get back to your singing. You got a little crushed with the singing. I don't know if you read those things, but my point is that if you go see, for instance, Paulinho da Viola at the Sugarloaf and you witness 30,000 people singing along to every word, it's like the singing culture in Brazil is just completely embodied throughout the community. And so I felt like, did this choice for you to sing, was that part of it? Like, you're like, I can sing. Everyone else in Brazil can sing.
Yeah, everybody can sing, you know? And, you know, I'm not a singer per se, you know? But, you know, I tried out a lot of different singers with these songs. And ultimately, I realized that it was going to have to be me. Because something about the soul of the song.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Ezra. I've actually grown a lot as a singer after we started touring. I love singing on stage, and I love communicating my music through the lyrics. It's a whole other aspect of poetry and artistic expression that is very powerful, and I feel like I can really go farther in expressing a lot of the things that previously I just do instrumentally, but they still have that kind of spiritual narrative underneath. Let no one else rule above you. Noite
traz, dias me conta. Can you break down, comma, what you're singing about?
Well, comma was, it was...
Well, I know Pedro's singing mainly, but...
Pedro's singing.
But you're singing comma. The background vocals.
Yes, and that one started as a song that was sort of like... phonetic impulses, sort of, and the narrative of the song shaped up in a kind of lost love where you meet somebody and you actually fall in love, but then you forget to figure out how to stay in touch, and then you're separated, and then years you go by and you're thinking of the person and the connection was lost, and so it's kind of like singing to that love.
That sounds like a very Brazilian sentiment, too.
Yes.
In the whole concept of saudade and everything, right?
Yeah.
You go to Brazil to fall in love. How many times did you fall in love in Brazil?
Good question. Couldn't tell ya.
Thank you. Rosenwinkel, thank you so much for spending some time with us. He's got to run because he's got to finish this record with Elu, playing the music of Kurt Rosenwinkel, coming to Hardcore Records, his own label, and enjoying this recording, Kaipi, so much. Summer Song we'll leave you with Kurt Rosenwinkel.
Thanks so much.
the beautiful Summer Song. Can't you sing along with that all day? I know I can. Kurt Rosenwinkel singing, playing all the parts on Summer Song from his album Kaipi. And make sure to check out Kurt Rosenwinkel and Pedro Martins coming to Birdland in New York City April 23rd through April 27th. And thank you, everyone, that listens to the show. If you want to hear it again, you can get it a number of ways by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. And make sure to give us a review while you're at it. All of our shows are also archived on our homepage at checkoutjazz.org. We are on social media. We have a Facebook page, and our handle on Twitter is at checkoutjazz. And you can find me on Instagram at Simon Rentner. This show is produced with the assistance of Anthony Nieves. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rentner. Thanks for checking us out.